720 WGN. I took out the turkeys, put them in the fridge yesterday, checked them today. They don't even seem to be thawing yet. So it's time to talk to the expert. Charlotte Draper is a culinary expert through the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. And I got to tell you, she's more than that. You think you're just going to get somebody that doesn't know much at the end of the Butterball Hotline. You're wrong. Congratulations on being named one of, well, I understand you're recognized by the Museum of Food and Drink in New York as one of the African Americans who has helped shape our nation's culinary identity. That's hefty, Sharla.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much for mentioning that.
It's beautiful. So tell me, turkey should be thawing, correct, already?
Yes, all the turkeys should be thawing, and Butterball has a method to recommend if your turkey is still rock solid today. You want to leave the turkey in its original wrapper, place it breast down in a sink of cold water, changing the water every 30 to 45 minutes. And that is what we call the cold water bath, which actually is the fastest way to thaw a turkey.
I got to tell you, Sharla, yesterday when I took my Butterball out of the freezer, I've never, ever looked at the little instructions that came. Never. I've never looked at it. And I thought, ah.
Well, that's why you call us.
That's right. And on there, it talked about the cold water bath and what to do if you're in a panic because you forgot to thaw it and it's the day before. So read the instructions. What's the what are the typical questions you get on the Butterball hotline Wednesday or Thursday morning?
One of the most frequent questions is the turkey is not thawed. What can I do? They're in an emergency, so we share the cold water bath method with them. But what we like to encourage people to do is to get the turkeys out of the freezer a week in advance on Thaw Thursday, and that will eliminate some of that last-minute frozen turkey stress.
Okay. Some experts would say that the biggest mistake you can do is not brining your bird, not putting it in a brine 24 hours in advance. What do you think?
Well, Butterball turkeys are deep brined when you buy them. Now, that doesn't mean you cannot use your own personal brine, but we do recommend that if you're brining a Butterball turkey, you want to reduce the salt in your personal brine by maybe half.
Also, we know not to wash chicken anymore because of the dangers of, you know, bacteria spreading in a kitchen environment. Do we still wash the turkey?
No, we don't recommend that you wash the turkey. These days, all you have to do is open up your Butterball turkey, either in the sink or on a tray, and pat the turkey dry with paper toweling. You don't want any turkey juices to splatter and cross-contaminate anything in your kitchen.
Someone is asking how you keep a deconstructed turkey moist when roasting.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by deconstructed. Maybe a spatchcock turkey.
That's what I think they're talking about, yeah.
And what we suggest is you simply season it and brush it with vegetable oil for that nice golden brown color before you put it into your hot oven.
Are Butterball turkeys gluten-free?
Yes, they are.
These are all the questions
and
that are coming through.
The gravy mix that comes with some of our Butterball turkey products does not include traditional flour, does not include wheat flour. We make our gravy mixes with a rice flour because we are well aware that many people are looking for a gluten-free option.
Wonderful. Another question for you. After the turkey thaws, how long does it stay good in the fridge before you have to cook it?
That's one of the questions that we get a lot the week of Thanksgiving. The turkey can be kept completely thawed in a refrigerator at 40 degrees or below for 4 days. We recommend that you cook the turkey within 4 days of it becoming completely thawed, so you don't have to panic there.
Okay. Put a turkey on a roasting rack or directly in the pan?
We recommend you put it in a roasting rack. You want the air to be able to circulate around the turkey, and it gives a good opportunity for some of the juices to brown, which will give your gravy good flavor if your juices have browned at the bottom of the pan.
We talked about thawing that turkey, and you're right. Those are the questions that are coming through fast and furious on our text line. Does it help to take the plastic off the outside of the turkey and remove the giblets, et cetera, while thawing? Will it help it thaw better?
No, we recommend that you leave the turkey wrapped until you're actually ready to prepare it for cooking. We try to give everyone the easiest, stress-free method of preparing the turkey. Now, once the turkey is thawed out, you can open it and take the giblets out of the body cavity and the neck cavity. And if you're not quite ready to roast the turkey at that point, you want to cover the turkey, wrap the turkey in aluminum foil or plastic wrap, because you don't want to let the skin dry out.
Okay. What about cooking the turkey in a bag? People are asking about that.
Well, if they're asking about the Reynolds oven cooking bag, we do recommend that you can cook your turkey in the cooking bag. We're not recommending people use the brown paper bag. Now, that's one of the methods that was very popular over the years, but that's not recommended to use a brown paper bag, because these days things are recycled, and we're not sure exactly what went into that brown paper bag.
Oh, good idea, Charlotte. Hey, last question before we let you go. Someone said, I've got a turkey that's been frozen for 2 years. Is it good or not?
Yes, you can still roast that turkey and serve it for Thanksgiving dinner. They have about a 2-year shelf life. Now, if you have a turkey that is older than 2 years in your freezer, the turkey itself is perfectly food safe, but the eating quality may have deteriorated a little bit over that length of time.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, because I wouldn't eat one that was in my freezer for more than a year. But everybody has their own. I just cook them up all year round. Charlotte, we hope you
That's
have a
wonderful.
Very...
We love that.
Yeah. I mean, we don't eat...
Call us at the Butterball Turkey Talk line, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. If you want to send us a chat, our chat number is 1-844-877-3456. You can also hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Threads page. We're talking to folks everywhere.
And you're open 24/7 through Thanksgiving, or?
You can get answers 24/7. The live talk line is only open until 9 this week. And then on Thanksgiving Day, we open up at 6 in the morning, and we're talking turkey till 6 in the afternoon.
Happy Thanksgiving, Charla.
Thank you.